Episode 53, Outlook Mail and Speech Recognition on Windows 10. Today's podcast on the Smiles podcast is about Outlook Mail and speech recognition. Now, what may seem a simple thing to you is actually proved to be quite a difficult thing for me to achieve, which was to enable a blind user with no hand function to be able to access and send their emails. So we have tried numerous things working with a client, and what looks promising is the built-in speech recognition for her working with Outlook Mail. That's the one built into Windows 10. Why? Well, if you try to use Outlook Live or you use Hotmail, navigating the systems is quite difficult with speech recognition. So the problems that I've solved is that I'm able to navigate the account and the inbox and get to emails, and they read with the screen reader. Now, the screen reader is what my client has bought in, and it's Serotec, not one well known, and we've had problems with that screen reader, to be honest, in order to enable it to do the input-output function. So at the moment, what I've been able to do is get it to navigate and read back to her the different account menus, inboxes, emails, and she can reply to them. But can I find a way to send? That is the final barrier. So I have been trying to find a solution for this. So this is assistive technology at the nitty-gritty, trying to solve these individual step problems and enabling the user to find something that can enable her to achieve a goal that seems quite simple to the rest of us, hearing, replying, and sending an email. So this is really the point of today's podcast, is we need this granular approach to assistive technology in order to solve complex problems. So when this occurs, we have a method, a methodology, and the ability to keep on trying and try and resolve each problem along the way that the user encounters. For this, we need technical skill, but also we need empathy and understanding of the client's needs. Without both, we cannot achieve what is the goal, which is an accomplished task for the user. So I hope this podcast helps someone who's trying to solve problems for somebody else. Also helps to direct that there is hope, that we don't have to pay exorbitant amounts of money for speech recognition software if what's built in works. And also may just encourage users with complex needs to know that assistive tech can actually help you. So that's it for today. I hope you will join us for next week's edition of the podcast, and see you soon, or listen to you soon. Bye.